Well, car chasing is generally a territorial reaction.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
One that is often aimed at cars or trucks that drive by regularly, such as postal vans or delivery trucks. I know dogs will chase everything and anything.
We could go off in a whole other direction with that one.
Not with short skirts, if that's what you're thinking.
I'll leave that alone. I'm not going there. I'll get in lots of trouble.
Okay. Car chasing can also be a form of predatory behavior,
mm-hmm.
which is usually triggered by noise and motion. Predatory car chasing is frequently engaged in by frustrated herding dogs.
Okay.
After all, the herding instinct is nothing but a redirected form of the prey drive.
Mm-hmm.
In which the dog circles and drives its prey, but does not follow through with the kill. As with most training, patience and consistency are the keys. If your dog chases particular vehicles, you can try a couple of methods. If a dog doesn't know the drivers, and you do, you can always ask them to stop and do mm-hmm. an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
If the dog gets to know them, a good way to get him to know them is ask that person to give him a treat. And he'll be less likely to view them and their cars as trespassers.
Right.
Or the other thing you can do, being in the city, we don't want to stop everybody on the street. We can get the dog to refocus on us and get the dog to sit and get them a treat, get some eye contact going. And by the time the car's gone by, the dog's too busy looking at mom or dad.
Right. Of course, the big concern here is safety, right?
Correct. Because it's not the car the dog's chasing that will hurt him. It's the car behind him.